Come, Lord Jesus, send us your Spirit and renew the face of the earth. In the name of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, today we are entering our third in our four-part series of sermons based on Derek Prince's book, The Gifts of the Holy Spirit. I've got two copies of this left if anybody wants to pick up a copy here. Otherwise, you can look online and get that yourself if you're interested. But we are looking today at power gifts. And Ellen keeps hiding my glasses. I don't know why she does that. Gosh, here they are. Here we go. Okay. Today we're looking at the power gifts. We're going to do just a little bit of review, catch everybody up to speed. We're talking about the gifts of the Holy Spirit in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And remember that in Greek, charisma means gifts, and it comes from the word charis in Greek, which means grace. And so charisma are grace gifts. They're free gifts from God, and we are charismatic in our worship. And that's a very important part of the name of our church, the Charismatic Episcopal Church. We are a church that embraces the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the free gifts of grace from God. The purpose of those gifts, as we're told in 1 Corinthians 12:7, is the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each person for the profit of all. And Derek Prince says the great reason for having the baptism in the Holy Spirit is what it will do for the body of Christ. It's not what is it going to do for me, but the gifts of the Holy Spirit are for us to minister to one another and to minister to the church. And so that's the foundation of all of this. And so we're looking at power gifts today. And those power gifts are gifts of faith, gifts of healings, and working of miracles. Now, we looked at three gifts last time. The first in our series was an introduction. The second, we looked at revelation gifts. Now, part three, we're looking at power gifts. Remember, the revelation gifts are gifts, words of wisdom, words of knowledge, and discerning of spirits. And you can listen to that. Certainly, this whole series is going to be online, along with the PowerPoint presentations. It's already there for what we've done so far. Today, we're looking at the power gifts, faith, healings, and miracles. And then our last installment a week from today will be the vocal gifts, which are different kinds of tongues, interpretation of tongues, and prophecy. And all of those outlined here, again, this is the source for the series. The reason I like this is it's very balanced. It's not over the wall one way or the other. Prince, in all of his theology, is very, very balanced. At the conference I was at in Baltimore last week, when I got stuck, by the way, as you know, and thank you all for filling in last week, and as I, you know, sat in Baltimore and watched it rain. But I actually met a priest there, again, a CEC priest, Derek Prince, very much connected to us, although not in the CEC because it didn't exist at the time when he was doing his ministry, but a priest there who actually worked with and ministered with Derek Prince many, many years ago. At that time, he wasn't a priest. He was a pastor and then came into the CEC when it was founded. We're going to talk about that a little bit later today, too, because today is Foundation Day in the Charismatic Episcopal Church. That's why the bricks are out. All of this kind of goes together. But today, the power gifts, faith, healings, and working of miracles. We're going to start with faith, and there are three kinds of faith. And interesting, this kind of came up downstairs in our discussion this morning. The first kind of faith is faith for salvation, and everybody's supposed to have this. You have to have faith in salvation, that Jesus Christ saves you. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it is the gift of charisma of God. For by charis you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it is the charisma of God. Ephesians 2:8 and 9. You're saved as a free gift of God. All you have to do is take it. Remember, you know, why are we doing, you know, Christmas and Advent songs? We're talking about gifts. Remember, we talked about how you can be given a beautiful gift and have this wonderful package with a beautiful bow on it, and if it just sits there and you never open it, you've never really accepted the gift, have you? God gives you the gift, and He wants you to open it. Be like that kid on Christmas morning with the gifts of the Holy Spirit. How fun would that be, huh? For by grace you have been saved. The second kind of faith, a faith for continuing trust, dependability, stability, and calm. And this comes as the believer matures and strengthens their faith in God. So this kind of faith as a spiritual gift is something that comes over time for that person who, through faith, accepts Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And this is a spiritual gift because some people just really have this, you know, tremendous amount of faith, and we even wonder, we look at them and we go, where, you know, I wish I could be like that. It's a spiritual gift. And it comes with Christian maturity. That's why some people, in the midst of the worst trials and tribulations, can seem so stable and calm and trusting. They have a spiritual gift which allows them to exercise that kind of faith. And then the third kind of faith is faith for miracles. And we see that faith is indeed a spiritual gift. 1 Corinthians 12:9. To another is given faith by the same Spirit. So we're all supposed to have a level of faith for salvation, and many people are given a spiritual gift of faith, which goes beyond that. And that faith can be for faith in miracles. We're going to talk about that here in a little bit. Speaking the word of faith, spiritual gifts are made manifest for the whole church. That's an important thing that you need to realize, is that we are to speak our words of faith. Because we're supposed to make spiritual gifts manifest. Remember right at the beginning we talked about how the spiritual gifts are for the whole church. We're supposed to make them manifest. Why are we doing this to begin with? It's to give us a foundation and a basis for understanding spiritual gifts here at Bread of Life, so that we can unlock all of those and that we can start seeing that made manifest here at this church. Because I think what this church needs as we move into the future is we need to have such an outpouring of the Holy Spirit that the gifts of the Spirit are at work here, and that's when we are going to really take off and thrive. We're doing okay right now, but we can do better. And we need to speak the word of faith to make these gifts manifest. So there's faith, miracles of faith. Here's a few examples. Feeding the 3,000 and the 5,000. Faith. Peter walking on the water. Why, I'll just get out of this boat and I'll just walk right over there. Faith. Turning the water into wine. Faith. Faith as a mustard seed. We know these terms. And Prince says, if we are to bring forth God's word, we must first have digested God's word. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by the word of the Lord. The next gift we're going to talk about, and remember, this is just a survey. I want you to get into that book. I want you to get into 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and to start really trying to understand these gifts of the Holy Spirit, because they are given to the church. We are lacking in nothing. There are many gifts that churches don't exercise. It's not that God hasn't given them. It's that they are not using the gifts that God has given them. We need to unlock those. We need to embrace those. So let's look at gifts of healings. Healings, plural. Not a gift of healing that a person has all the time. Healings are a spiritual gift that are made manifest over time. They're under God's control, as are all spiritual gifts. So gifts of healings. It's not like a person has a specific gift of healing where every time they go and touch somebody, they're healed of something. We don't see that happening. We see from time to time a person exercising through their faith and through their prayers a gift of healing. That a person can be healed from something, a disease or an injury or something of that nature. And we're going to see in a few minutes how that's different from miracles. Very much related. You can have miracle healings, but healing is something that can be gradual over time. We see this in Scripture. Jesus actually heals the man's eyes. He lays hands on him and he says, "What do you see?" And he says, "Well, I see people moving about and they look like trees." There can be a gradual healing. Healings are a spiritual gift that relieves the body of disease or injury. They're sometimes imperceptible and sometimes very gradual, but God can do that. And they may overlap with miracle healings. An exercise of the will is an important factor in being healed. From the man that comes to Jesus and he's all lame and he can't get around and everything. He's got all these problems. And he says, Jesus asks him, "Do you want to be healed?" Many people think that sounds like kind of a silly question. I mean, of course you want to be healed. But no, Jesus says, "Do you want to be healed?" And he says, "Yes, Lord, I want to be healed." And he's healed. Our will, our desire to seek God's gifts play a great part. That's in John chapter 5, beginning of verse 2. We have to desire. Our talk in the series was that we are to earnestly desire these gifts. We are to earnestly seek out the gifts God has for us. We're not just supposed to wait around and see what happens, but we're supposed to pray for and to desire and to seek God's gifts. There are many scriptures on healing of individuals. Many were healed in Luke chapter 40. The leper was healed in Matthew 8. The deaf and dumb man healed in Mark 7. The blind man healed in Mark 8. Lots of examples, stories of people being healed in Scripture. Now we're going to look at working of miracles. I know this is rapid fire, but again, this is a survey. Get into this, get into the book, figure out how these things work. Because they are separated in 1 Corinthians. One is given a gift of faith, someone's given a gift of healings, another is given the working of miracles. The Greek word dunamis is translated as miraculous powers or mighty works. And miracles are closely associated with casting out demons. It's what's interesting in the Greek New Testament is that that word appears when the Scripture's talking to us about casting out demons, evil spirits that are affecting a person. And we know that a person can be affected in their physical body, in their mental capacity, and certainly in their faith by Satan the devil. Miracles of healing. A man lame from birth, water into wine again, feeding the 5,000. The difference between healings and miracle healings, a person might have a broken arm and that bone might get healed by the power of the Holy Spirit without a doctor, without anything else that, you know, can just heal. A person who might have one leg shorter than the other might have that leg lengthened through prayer, and that would be a miracle healing. Do you understand the difference? A broken bone, something that's already there, eyes that are blind, something that's already there, those can be healed and repaired, and that might happen over time. That might happen through prayer. That might happen through continually coming to, you know, a healing service as a person gets better and is prayed for. But a person might grow back a limb or grow back a body part or something. There are documented cases of these things, and these are miracles. And to a person can be given the gift of the working of a miracle. And it's not the person doing it. It is God the Holy Spirit doing it. But a person, you know, can come forth and be prayed for. And God can do these things. But it all starts with faith. That's the first thing we have to have. Prince tells a story in the book about how they were doing a prayer service. And he was talking particularly about words of knowledge and prophecy that we mentioned last week. And a woman came up to him, after he had preached and had prayed over people and given them, whatever God, told him to say to that person. And this woman came up, and I guess she had sunglasses on, and she took her sunglasses off and looked at him, and she said, "Okay, tell me, what do I need to know?" And he said, "Well, it doesn't work that way. It's not a switch. It's not something you turn off and on. It is God giving the gift at the right time to the right person for the right person to make this manifest for the church." And that's what miracle healings do, the same thing. God gives it to the right person at the right time, and it's God doing all the work. But we have to have faith to start exercising these gifts. And then there are examples of that, again, in Scripture. Miracles of deliverance. Now, these are easier to see as miracles. The healings, they kind of overlap a little bit. When we get into miracles, we have miracles of deliverance from death. Eutychus in Acts 20 died, alive again. Jairus' daughter, we read about that today, died, alive again. Lazarus in John chapter 11, guess what? Dead, guess what? Alive again. This is how God works. Jesus has conquered death. We shouldn't be surprised that Jesus conquers death. We proclaim that every Sunday. We believe that. And again, it's not the individual. Peter didn't have all of this, miraculous power. It was the Holy Spirit working through him, through the apostles, through the disciples that allowed them to do these things. And then there's miracles of deliverance from demons. Jesus casting out demons from individuals. The legion of demons in Mark 5. The unclean spirits in Acts 5. The spirit of divination cast out of the girl in Acts 16. We see these particularly in the Acts of the Apostles, where they went out and ministered and they were rescuing, they were saving people from all of these evil forces in their life, leading them, bringing them to Christ. So here's the deal. Power gifts are always made manifest and visible to the church. Always. Power gifts are made manifest and visible to the church. Faith. All must have faith, but some have spiritual gifts of faith. Just like everybody's supposed to pray, some people are real prayer warriors. You ever known a prayer warrior? Everybody's supposed to pray, but some people are the real prayer warriors. Everybody's supposed to be an evangelist, but some people have a real gift of bringing people to Christ. Healings, diseases, injuries, and afflictions are cured by the Holy Spirit. And then miracles, the dead are raised, demons are cast out, limbs, eyes, organs restored. Documented cases of all of these things. If you really want to see some neat things and read about some neat things, look at the early years of the Pentecostal movement and some of the, the tent revival things that went on. And not even the Pentecostal movement. Go up to Holy Hill. Go into the chapel up at Holy Hill, and you're going to see a wall of crutches. You're going to see where people walked in lame, left their crutches and walked out whole and healed. Cool stuff. So these are the power gifts: faith, healings, and miracles. And so our prayer is, God, release those gifts. Help us to earnestly seek and desire these gifts made manifest in our church. We're to pray for all of these things because it's here. It's for us. And we are to run, not walk, to the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We're not supposed to just wait around and see if it happens. God wants us earnestly to seek and desire those gifts. So there we are, lots to think about, lots to pray about, but most certainly many, many wonderful, beautiful gifts to receive from God and from the Holy Spirit of God. Lord Jesus, we ask your blessing upon us this day. We ask that as we do this simple survey of your gifts, that we truly will seek and desire them. We know that you've given these gifts to your church. We ask that they be made manifest here at Bread of Life, that we can truly go forth and minister to your children in the ways that you've called us to, that we can be faithful in proclaiming the gospel, living the truth of Holy Scripture in our lives. And that, Lord, your protection, your shield will be about us. And that most of all, we will be empowered by the Holy Spirit to live and do these things. All this we ask in the holy and the precious name of Jesus. Amen.